Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
What's in the news today?
We've got animal news. It's your favorite. Right. It's everyone's favorite.
It is everyone. Honestly, if this podcast was just...
When's animal news coming back, Simon? Everyone always saying that to me. Why have you got piss news? I want piss news. I want animal news.
Yeah. Well, it's Old Faithful. There's always animals doing wacky stuff. Oh, those zany animals. Oh, what are they like?
Oh, he's off. Oh, he's crazy. Absolute mad lad.
There's a fish in my dishwasher.
Oh, my God.
How did that get there?
I don't know. Oh, right, I put it in there.
That's the story.
Silly me.
There isn't a story about a fish in a dishwasher.
Good.
But there is a lot of animals in places.
Sounds quite dangerous. Animals in places where they would not otherwise be expected to be.
Yeah, yeah. Unexpected place of animals news.
Sure.
It's a very specific. Again, it's nice.
It's very specific.
I'd be amazed if there are more than a couple of articles about this, but...
There's six.
is this one of those things where you draw an animal out of a hat? A giraffe. And then, like, a location. The Royal Albert Hall.
How did he get in there? Oh, I don't know.
Well, they
all right, I'll put him in there. What am I like?
Is that the result of all of this?
Pretty much.
Okay, well, it was a human who put them there.
No, it's not so much. There are forgotten animals, and then there are animals that have gotten into places where they shouldn't be.
Naughty animals.
Naughty animals, very naughty
They're
animals.
They're my favourite kind of animals.
This the first one, not a naughty animal. It's a forgotten tortoise.
A missing animal. Okay.
So there was a lady who heard about this tortoise that her mother owned.
Right.
And it was always a bit sad because the tortoise apparently wandered off, ran away from home with a little bindle on his shell. And he just walked off into the sunset, never to be seen again. So this tortoise ran away from home, and her mum was always sad. Where is he? Where is my tortoise? With name of...
We don't have the budget for proper sad music.
Does he even have a name?
He's got to have a name. What were they shouting when they went out in the street?
Manuel.
Manuel.
Manuel is the name of this tortoise. And... He just ran away from home one day. Only he didn't. He never left the house.
Oh, my God, it's like those killers.
Oh, my God. It's in the walls.
Yeah, the whole time. It's like Parasite. He was sneaking in at night to, like, eat out of the fridge.
Oh, my God. Lettuce.
Yeah, just be the big chomp out of the lettuce. That's weird. It must have been my daughter. But yeah. No, it was actually...
She loves lettuce.
So he never left the house. Did he fall through the floorboards?
He was in the attic.
The attic.
How he got up there, like, was it like a series of stairs and then maybe that ladder that comes down and folds out? Is that...
How did he reach the... I always struggled to reach those. Oh, there's a pole, though. He must have used the pole.
Yeah, you can't quite reach the... It's the same when you go into a bathroom and it's got a string light and you're like,
That's right.
Can't reach it. I very nearly made you spill tea over yourself.
Very, very,
very, very,
very nearly.
Very, very nearly.
But you didn't know, so there was no harm done. So she was 8 years old when this tortoise went missing, right? Which was in 1982, a long time ago.
Yeah, this isn't a new story.
No, this is an ancient story based
in
ancient times.
9 years ago, the discovery... They cleaned out the attic, went through possessions that a grandmother had left behind. Whole load of shit in there. A bunch of, like, cursed dolls with no eyes.
Well, they'd probably been eaten by the turtle.
There was, like,
tortoise.
There was, like, a giant tortoise book, and it was bound up With like
human skin,
barbed wire around it. Ooh. And stuff. As it don't
blow
open.
They blow the dust off it.
Yeah.
Dust went everywhere.
That's the real nightmare.
Yeah.
The dust.
Oh. Very awful. Bad for the lungs.
It is. It is.
Well, I'm surprised the tortoise was surviving.
Sorry, the
up
what?
There. The tortoise was surviving up there with so
dusty.
Did
you say tortoise?
Did.
Okay. Just checking. That's not the first time you've done that.
No. It's a callback.
That's weird.
So
that's weird.
I reckon the naughty 8-year-old was playing with him up there and forgot about him. Because 8-year-olds are like that, aren't they, surely?
Oh,
or are they not?
No,
8-year-olds are the most responsible than that. Maybe if they were like a 4 or 5-year-old, they'd be less responsible. Eight-year-old kids know better. Maybe they put him...
Hibernate.
Yeah, maybe put him in a box for hibernation in the attic.
Because I remember Blue Peter.
I don't think you put him in the attic, though,
in Blue
you?
Peter, they had their tortoise, and they used to pack it up with straw in a little box and pack it away for, like, 4 months.
Is this still recommended?
Is this something you
tortoise
do?
Tortoise carers?
Seems weird.
It does. I'm sure they're probably just all right all year round now.
Can I do that to my cats?
Give them, like, a sun lamp and stuff.
Pack them away for the winter.
I guess you can. But should you?
I mean, now is the time to make preparations. Get some
do
nice boxes.
Tweet
for them.
At Simon if he shouldn't do this. Okay, because we need to. Because otherwise, he's going to do it.
Yeah, I will. I'll stuff.
He's just a maverick. Like
I'll stuff him in a box and just leave him.
4 months. Yeah.
I've got air holes in the box. Don't worry.
Poke and poke hole.
Yeah.
Put the holes in before you put the cats in there.
Oh.
Well, you could just put a little bit of straw in there for them to eat or cuddle or whatever they do with it, and then.
And then they just fall asleep.
Oh, no, you're supposed to put them in the fridge.
What?
Were you supposed to put the turtle in the fridge in a box?
Turtle? Is it turtle or tortoise?
Tortoise. Tortoise. That's why I'm using the generic
term. Tortoise. Okay. Very inclusive term.
It's very modern.
And you put it in the fridge, not the freezer.
I'm definitely not. Freezer. Definitely not the freezer. I think that's
next
probably why people don't recommend doing it. Unless they specifically requested to be cryogenically frozen.
Like
Walt
Disney.
Halt.
Yes.
He's in someone's freezer right now.
Anyway, there was a tortoise in a box in the attic that they found after 30 years.
Well, it wasn't in a box, was it? It was just living in the attic. What? I didn't
know. No, it was
him.
In a box.
It was still in a box.
The mum who owned this turtle back in the day, sorry, tortoise back in the day, sorry, tortoise, she started crying because Manuel was alive. Somehow, in the attic, he lived for 3 decades. They suspect by eating termite larvae.
The fuck? This is amazing. This is an amazing story. I'm glad you've unearthed this, or I guess dug it up from the attic of fucking.
Oh no,
news.
It's Manuela. Sorry.
It's a lady turtle.
Manuela.
A lady turtle.
Oh, that's why it's got lipstick on. Look.
A lot of blusher.
Yeah.
But she knew she was going to be on film though, so she obviously overdid it. You know how you see that in these documentaries?
Hola!
These people, they sat down for their interview and they were like the nicest dress ever, they had their head under their makeup. And then there's like another...
Not like us.
It's like obviously. And then there's another shot of them, you know, just being normal. And they look completely different. And you're almost like, is that the same person? But they
happens.
Were sort of caught unawares.
That's what happens.
But yeah, look at this.
Never tell a lady that she looks tired because she just didn't put makeup on that day.
Well, and then she'd get a complex about it and go and start having Botox and all sorts of stuff, you know. And then it's a slippery slope from there to having a butt lift or whatever the fuck they do.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah. I'm not sure what they do.
They inject your butt. You ever given someone a butt injection?
I've had a few.
You've had a few, okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Oh, when I was younger. My younger days.
Two. So 10 years have gone by since Manuela has been found, and she's still doing great, because of course she is. She's a tortoise. They live for 100 years.
Her favourite food is termite larva. Luckily. That was the only thing she's eaten for 30 fucking years. She looks good on it.
Wait, Manuel, he's grown. What is going on?
Manuel.
Oh, here we go.
Great.
So they called it Manuela. Then they discovered that it was a boy. So now it's called Manuel.
So in the 30 years she's been missing.
Is it the same tortoise? I'm
right.
Like, that's strange. She's a boy now. And she maybe Maybe it's trans tortoise. I don't know. I'm making assumptions here.
I think
there might be, maybe there's hundreds of tortoises in this whole neighbourhood.
Well, don't. I think this story is too old to be one of these modern viral. I'm not gonna, cynical Lewis here is like,
oh, here we go.
This is all made up. But I'm looking through it and I'm thinking, where's the advert for what? What are they trying to sell me? And so far, all they've sold me is some very nice blusher and lipstick, which isn't on offer. Tortoise lipstick and blush. Hasn't she got a beautiful little
very
red face?
Red face.
I love that. I'm a bit worried it's some sort of
disease.
Yeah, some sort of loft-based, darkness-based lack of vitamin D.
I think it's a bacteria. It's like a parasitical infection caused, you know, carried by termites.
Right. So she's just suddenly turning into a big termite.
I guess.
Crikey, I'm not sure. Anyway, Manuel.
I was confused about the name change, but okay, that makes sense.
Well, that happens a lot to pets because some pets are very hard to tell.
Jimmy became Gemma, which was my rabbit, my dwarf rabbit. Foreshadowing. Huh. Weird. I also had a hamster, giant tits and a rainbow wig. Really weird.
Really weird. Okay. That's got no reference to anything that you do these days.
So peculiar. Yeah.
So
that's my VTuber avatar on Twitch.
This is a
Twitch. Shut the fuck up.
Super heartwarming tale.
Twitch.tv/Simon Honeydew.
Just get that in. If you want to, you know, it's basically just a long version of this without the funny bits.
Pretty much.
Chimpanzee actor who starred in George of the Jungle found alive after owner faked his death.
Wow, the fuck
That's
is this?
Quite the headline. So George of the Jungle starring Brandon Fraser.
Yeah, the mummy.
And also
the mummy
starred
now.
In a film with this gentleman here. Can you read out the name? Can you read his name?
Alan Cumming. So Alan Cumming faked a chimpanzee's death.
No, he would never do that.
Right.
He would never do that.
Sorry. Brandon Fraser faked...
No.
A chimpanzee... Who did it then? Another one.
Alan Cumming was in a film called Buddy with the chimp...
Was the chimp called Buddy?
I want to see what the chimp is called. Tonka.
Okay, so there's a chimpanzee called Tonka.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Famous chimp actor.
Famous actor.
He ended his career.
He was thought to have died last year.
Right.
But there were animal rights charity PETA.
Yes.
Was suing him. Suing her, the owner, Tonya.
Tonya and Tonka.
So, yeah, it's a little bit confusing. Okay, if you want me to sum it up. Cumming, Tonka, Tonya, Peter.
Cumming chimp.
Owner fakes death of chimp, Tonka.
Cumming chimp Tonka.
Peter sued Tonya. Tonya owned Tonka. Tonka in movie with Cumming called Buddy.
Okay. I think
it
I
feels
understand.
Like I'm talking to a chimp. What the fuck?
Sorry, so okay. Peter was suing the owner.
Yeah.
And she faked his death to get out of trouble.
Yeah.
Why was she suing him?
Peter got an emergency court order for people to search their property, Tonya's property.
Right. Because they thought he was being...
held against his will.
Which I assume he was.
And Tonk was like, I'm retired. I'm out of that business.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in no more films. And Tonya's like, no, you got to be in the films. And she's poking him with a stick.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Abuse. And we don't know if there was any abuse.
No, I guess not, but...
But the owner was being sued and was like, there's no chimp here. Tonka had a stroke. Tonka dead. But Tonka alive.
Tonka
do well.
Tonka happy. Spending his days. He was spending his days watching a 60-inch TV and an interactive iPad-like touch device.
That's pretty good.
iPad-like touch device.
Yeah, an Android.
Oh, right. They don't want to say. Could have just said tablet.
Well, people might think it's like a stone tablet that he's playing with. He's inscribing rules on the commandments of Tonka.
Wow, pass them on. Could use some guidance, Tonka. He's spent a lot of time in the industry, probably knows a lot. Probably seen some shit, especially if he was in movies in the late 90s.
With Alan Cumming.
Indeed.
And Cumming is spelled like how you think it is, by the way.
Yes. He's fine, though, I'm sure.
As in Cumming.
You think you changed your name?
As in I'm Cumming, not I'm Cumming.
Yes.
I'll just be a moment, I'm Cumming! Not spelled that way. But more spelled like, I'm Cumming! More spelled like that.
Right.
Yeah. That's what Alan Cumming says when he enters a restaurant, by the way.
Right.
I'm Cumming!
Just so...
Table for four.
It should be booked for 8:30.
I know I'm a bit early. So yeah, he sits on a stool at the bar with his three friends for 10 minutes
until
his table's ready.
Oh right.
Alan Cumming. He goes to Red Tonka.
I was confused. I mean, I didn't know what he was doing in his retirement. You know.
Inigo Tonka, a plate of bananas.
I ordered the sushi.
Maybe it's the iPad. I ordered the sushi.
Ooh.
I was doing text-to-speech.
So,
hey, me love you. Do you remember from Congo?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Hey, me sad.
They're very smart. We need to talk to them. We could probably talk to them better with iPads and stuff.
We would, yeah.
You can teach, like, animals to speak to you really easily.
But then it'd be really, like, I don't know, it'd feel a bit awkward. You know, making them do stuff for us and being, you know, little clown chimps and stuff. You know,
as opposed
like,
to what they are at the moment.
I feel kind of bad about it now that I know that they're clever and they can talk and stuff.
Well, we want them to, like, do their own dreams, become, like, princesses and YouTubers and astronauts and TikTok
stars. Oh, my
stars.
God, it's literally just a matter of time till we get the first influencer chimp, if there isn't one already.
It probably is. How do they find
me? Hi, guys. I'm here. I'm trying out this new product. Not sponsored.
So they Peter were on to
it's
her.
It's bananas. Chiquita bananas. They're very fresh. I've signed up to Banana Box. Every month they send me.
Oh, that would be such a surprise. Yeah, wonder what they're going to send you this month. Ooh, can't wait.
Oh, it's bananas again.
Yep. Anyway, that's the story, pretty much.
That's a good story.
That's the story.
On with the next.
Cumming.
News.
It's always good to see Alan Cumming.
It's always good to hear his name.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Woman marries her cat to get around pet-hating landlords. Okay, first of all, is that allowed? People marry all sorts of things.
Yes.
But it's always like...
Not legally binding.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd have like a lot of billionaire cats you know, lording it over us.
Well, we already do. Those fat cats.
Well said.
At the top of the tree, shitting down on us on the lower branches, Lewis.
And saying we should be pleased to catch it in our mouths.
So Deborah has married India.
I can understand why, you know, because...
India the cat.
People will do anything for their pets. They love...
Pretty cat.
We love our little...
Black and white cat.
We love our special little babies. We want to protect them. We want to be with them. We don't want to be separated. And that is a beautiful looking cat, isn't it?
It's a fine cat.
It's a fine looking cat. Now,
it's a nice cat.
I think there's some rules. If I was told that I had to evict, if I was to be evicted because I had a cat.
Right.
I wouldn't jump straight to marriage. I'd try a few other things first.
Right. What would you try?
First thing I'd try would be just denying it.
What if you said...
I don't have a cat.
What if you said, my cat, India, had a stroke. Here's a death certificate.
Right. Well, we know that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. Shit.
Denying it, obviously, that's an easy one to try, but, you know, that only works for so long. You know, then they've got, like, a private detective, like, taking pictures of you and the cat snuggling.
Hello? Open up. Hello? It's your landlord.
Oh,
do you recognise me?
Mr. Lane.
Recognise my voice from the phone.
It's good to see you. Thank you for coming round.
Now, I've heard rumours that you own a cat. Is this true?
It's not true, no.
Sorry, what's that noise?
It's just a cat sounds playlist on Spotify. Oh. Alexa plays it.
Is it relaxing? Do you
very,
find it?
Very, very soothing.
Okay, that's a little bit...
One second.
Okay.
Show the...
This is not very convincing.
Hello, Mr. Lane, what's
you've got a cat in there.
No, these scratches on my face are just eczema.
I saw it. Little black and white cat like Jess from the Postman Pat.
He's a cutie. Oh no! Oh, I've given it away. Well, look, it's not my cat. I'm just looking after it.
No cat allowed.
A friend.
Shit everywhere. They ruin furniture.
Don't worry. It's only here.
They stink.
I'm only looking after it for the weekend. I'll take it back to my friends next week. Is that okay?
No. Pack your fucking bags. Pack up your cat. Get out my house.
Okay. It's actually, I've got a doctor's certificate here that says it's a therapy cat. You can, and I need it for my anxiety.
Oh, no. Now it's religious discrimination. I'm sorry.
You know. This is part of my, like, you know, it keeps me happy and on it and not on edge. You know, otherwise I'd be out of control.
Do you think I care? I'm a landlord. I don't give a fuck. How long's your bloody washing machine been broken for?
Like years.
Do you think I care? Get out of the house.
Fuck, I'm running out of excuses. Oh, actually, you can't. It's my wife now.
What?
The cat. We got married.
We got
had a
married,
lovely ceremony.
You got gay married to your cat. I assume India's a girl cat. I don't know. Maybe it says.
Sure. Me and
you got two children,
Jeff,
by the way.
Jeff, I'm now married. And we have two children. Yeah.
Hang on. Is there a Mr. Deborah? Is she already married? I assume
are you
she
saying
isn't.
This is
bigamy?
Bigamy. Thank you.
Polygamous.
Is this bigamous?
Polygamous.
Big pusk.
I don't know. It's really weird. Okay, so this story. So
I was I was really into that role play, by the way. I was like,
you enjoy that?
God, it was going. It was pretty hard to keep it going, but I was really in character. Like,
you don't even like cats.
I know, but I was really invested. I shoved that cat in the cupboard.
I didn't realise.
Even though it scratched me so much in the face.
You love that cat, don't you?
And he loves me. She or he? We can't tell. It's hard to tell. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, but we're married. And we.
Well, good for you.
And so we're going to live together. And what are you going to do about it, huh? Nothing you can do. It says in here in the contract that me and my spouse can stay in this house.
What about your husband? Father of your two kids?
He's no longer in the picture. I killed him. And I'll kill you!
Oh my God!
If you don't let me have this cat here.
All right, well, sorry to have bothered you.
You have to get a little crazy to protect the people.
I think
you
that's
love.
The toxoplasmosis.
Oh, right, yeah. That's every that's morning when I wake up with the arse in my face.
Yeah.
And then, like,
it's just horrible taste in my mouth.
And it's like a furball.
Oh, God. That's weird because it's like the only unfurry part of them, really, is the arsehole.
I don't have a cat,
looks,
so I'm not
looks
an expert.
It's like a sort of like a bit like a burst sausage.
I'm a vegan, so I wouldn't know that.
You've had sausages.
I have. I just wanted to like try and
move on,
distract you from that.
Okay. It's like a burst corn sausage, though.
I know exactly what that looks like. Thank you for the image.
So Deborah wore a tuxedo, and India the cat was dressed in gold lame.
Oh, it's traditional.
And meowed her vowels in front of her family and friends.
Okay, so they had a wedding. That, I guess, does... I mean, some people get married without even bothering the wedding part. But yeah. I like that they went to the effort. Because I'm assuming the other part where they went to the registry office, that probably didn't happen.
Yeah, it was just a civil ceremony, non-legally binding, presumably.
Okay.
By marrying India, I need any future landlords to know we come as a package and we cannot be separated under any circumstances, as she is important to me as my children. Ooh. Burn.
Oh, that's fine.
She previously had to give up 2 huskies.
Oh, she's been burned before.
Mm. So that's 3 animals she had to give up.
She's not doing it right, do you know what I mean? Hide, lie, what was I saying at the other one? Fake death.
Yeah.
Hide, lie, fake the death.
Marry, kill.
Kill.
The 5 steps.
You don't, yeah, but she's obviously, I don't reckon she's tried 1, 2, and 3 enough. You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's only a matter of time till she tries step 5 and then...
The landlord can't set foot on your property if you're renting from them. They can't come on in there.
They can't come on?
They can't come in there.
Okay.
On their, I know it's their property, but then they have to give you notice that they want to come. So, Jesus Christ.
I'm about to come. It's always polite to do that as well. So, have you heard of Sonic? Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da, da. The Hedgehog? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Is that...
It's-a me, Sonic!
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I have.
Not that Sonic. The burger
not,
place?
Not that Sonic.
No. No. No.
Not him.
No. It's a different one.
Fuck's sake.
Sorry to confuse you.
Why do we
you?
Go around these...
Sorry. I don't know why I confused you. I'm so sorry.
What's the point? Oh, so stupid.
It's broken him.
Waste
you
of time.
All right.
It's alright. I thought it was.
He's having a breakdown.
I thought it was going to be.
He's having a breakdown. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here. Daff's. Would you like Daff? Would you like Daff? Would that help?
Sorry. I'm okay.
Would that help?
What one is it then?
You look like you're in pain. Are you okay?
Just got me a bit.
It's.
I'll be fine.
They do burgers and stuff, right? Sonic in America.
What? Sonic burger?
Yeah,
Play?
It's not made out of hedgehog.
Okay,
don't worry. So there was a drive-through, and somehow a python got into the kitchen, which that's probably not an ideal situation. It wasn't even an employee.
They're very. I'm sure they're very careful about being clean and stuff. And that I think they definitely. There's not much space back there.
Mm.
In the preparation area, and I think a python you'd notice it.
Yeah.
In the burger barrel or whatever they get them out of, where all the buns are. Oh God, what is this story?
So there was a python, and it was brown with diamond patterns on it. So I don't know whether that's good or bad.
No, I wouldn't know.
They thought it might have been a rattlesnake, but apparently it was a non-venomous one.
Okay.
The cops, there was a cop, Lieutenant Wilson, he picked it up in his bare fucking hands and a broom, used a broom handle, shoved it in a bag, and then took it to a little terrarium, which presumably is what the picture is.
I went inside and I observed the snake. And I immediately noticed...
The snake was moving in a southwesterly direction at a speed of 0 miles per hour, approximately.
Moving towards the gherkins. I apprehended it and shot it 5 times because it was resisting arrest.
Sorry, if it had been a dog, it would have been shot. It would have been shot.
Well, it's dangerous, though. It could have been. But actually, fortunately, I think the cop was actually a snake expert. I immediately observed the snake not to be a rattlesnake and that it was a ball python, as I personally own one.
What the fuck?
So he got a free pet. He scooped it up with his bare hands, placed it in a bag, and he transported it to a temporary home.
Maybe it was someone's
people
pet.
People think it was someone's pet. Escaped. Which is probably why it was just, you know, looking for a snack.
Yeah.
Maybe they used to go to Sonic Burger, enjoy themselves a nice little treat. And
I don't know if they're like birds and they're like expert at navigating. I don't know if snakes sort of have that. Maybe you just use Google Maps.
Yeah.
A bit peckish. I'd love to watch a snake eating a hamburger. Like an actual, with the bun, you know, the lettuce, tomato, everything. And just put a snake in front of it. And just see what happens.
And see the hamburger
it,
shape just it work its
the,
way down.
Yeah, would it go, ah, and just swallow it whole? Would it just pick out the meat?
Probably, yeah. Probably wouldn't be very good for it, would it? I'm not sure what you're supposed to feed snakes. I know you can feed them like an egg.
Little baby blind mice and stuff.
Oh, well, frozen ones. I think they'll eat frozen ones, like a popsicle.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like one a week.
One a week?
Yeah. I don't think they have to have a lot. They've got quite slow...
metabolisms.
Yeah. Like us.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I get by on one mouse a week. No problem. That's all I need. Unhook the jaw.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Okay, so python in a kitchen...
Like a song.
Dan, everybody I spoke with was just so surprised.
Everyone was so surprised that there was a mountain lion in a classroom.
Oh, yikes.
What was it? What was the class? What were they teaching? Geography?
That's being ironic, I suppose.
Learning about Oxbow Lakes?
Where is this? Bay Area.
The water cycle. That was geography, wasn't it?
The problem with Bay Area is that could mean any fucking where. But I
Oakland.
Assume it means... San Zoo. Francisco.
Oakland Zoo.
Ah, okay, thank you.
So, yeah.
A mountain lion came down the hills, I guess. Peckish.
The mountains?
Hungry for knowledge.
Oh, nice.
And children.
Oh, God! Oh, God! So the students were locked down and then they were released. The mountain lion was left in the classroom. The district says it's not unheard of for a mountain lion to come close to the school campus, but it's never been inside a classroom before. They described it as a juvenile male. Oh, of school age, possibly, then.
You know, just trying to get an education.
This is right at the start of the second to last day. Of school, 8:30 in the morning. So maybe it slept there overnight.
Probably. Well, it turned up early, which is good effort. You know, you should get a star for that. Gold star up on the board, you know. A sticker. You know, attendance, they're reading that out. You know, Peter, here. Steve, here. Julie.
Oh, yeah. God.
It looks like a mountain lion's eating Julie. But that's fine.
What do they make a weird noise, mountain lions? Don't they Don't they make some sort of weird fucking noise?
They're probably just like cuddly little fellas.
Not noise.
Are they a real threat? I don't hear a lot of people being killed by them, or else, you know. It's quite cat-like. Jeez, how long is this video?
4 hours. This cat just stood there on camera at night, just screaming for 4 hours.
Do they eat a lot of humans? Do you know what I mean? I feel like the most prolific animals that do the killing isn't actually like the ones that you think it is.
It's man. Man is the most deadly animal of all, Lewis.
Out of the animals other than man.
Okay.
I don't think like sharks are like, they kill like 6 people or something. And
flies, because malaria doesn't count. It's not that flies murdering someone. There has to be intent to murder.
I think hippos are the most dangerous, right?
Hippos. Did you know 250,000 people a day eaten by hippos?
Is it?
Yeah, it's insane.
Wow.
I don't know why we keep them around.
Why do we?
I don't know why we build houses next to where the hippos live.
What are we doing? They are very cuddly, though.
They are. They're very sweet.
They're very soft.
Yeah.
Lovely
milk. You
tickle
them and they giggle. But don't tickle them too hard or they'll eat you.
So what's the way to go?
Yeah.
So
we've seen them eat a watermelon.
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine that's a child's head.
Yeah. Well, it is like a proxy for a human head. You know, they're dropping them off things, aren't they? You know, they're
just giving them a hunger for things that like burst when they bite into.
Oh, right. You're right. Like a tastier, more savoury watermelon.
I'm trying to think of a savoury food that when you bite into it bursts.
Like a custard-filled...
Savoury.
Okay, like a... Yeah, like a custard...
Like you get a... Imagine a tiny bit of pastry... You bite into it, and then gravy just fills your mouth.
Right.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
I guess the problem is keeping the liquid inside.
Tends to want to be hot as well. Salty, like a salty liquid.
The burst warm. Is the problem, isn't it? Because, like, there's pizza rolls or mozzarella
explosion.
Sticks. It has to be, like, liquid.
You want that in your mouth?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of
something.
Yeah, I'm struggling.
Something spraying your
like
mouth.
A sauce wrapped inside something. Why does this not exist? We're missing a fucking treat. Can you imagine? It's like you know Poppets, right? Is it Poppets?
No.
What about Revels?
Sure.
Revels. So they're little round chocolate balls, little spheres, and inside there's different flavours.
Yeah.
Imagine a savoury version of that where, oh, it's tomato, oh, it's gravy, oh, it's cheese.
Right, you're like a pasty, but more liquid-filled. I think the pastry doesn't hold the liquid very well.
Yeah, that might be the problem.
We need, and I don't know if, like, whereas the chocolate does.
It would melt, though, if the inside's hot.
What about like a cheese shell?
Okay.
With like tomato sauce in it.
What about ravioli? Ravioli's pretty much that, isn't it? Pasta with...
A lot of the sauce is on the outside though.
You can get quite full saucy ones.
What about like an olive?
A raviolo, single one, right? The large ones.
Stuffed.
They're very bulbous. It's a single massive...
What have we forgotten, Alex?
Is there a food, a savoury food that bursts?
I can't think of anything
either. We've invented something.
I think this is what's going to make us hit the big time. I think this is it. This
Send
is the
us
idea.
Your ideas. What kind of things would explode in your mouth and give a lovely salty taste, savoury taste? Mm-hmm. Have a little think and then send that to Simon, at Simon Honeydew. On Twitter.
Oh no, what are you...
Because I can't think of anything.
Done?
But they must... They'll think
what
of something.
What have you done? Maybe something meaty. And maybe something creamy combined.
We love meat. And cream. We eat a lot of it. They're like two of the best things.
Mm.
Well, not for me.
Because you're vegan.
So I won't be having
it. Imagine a corn sausage. You bite into the tip, suddenly a burst of cream in your mouth.
Coconut cream.
Coconut cream.
Okay, I can relate.
Yeah. You do have to bite the head off of it. I'm sorry, the tip of the sausage off.
Shall we carry on? They called the authorities. They turned up at 3 p.m.
I'm sorry?
So 6 hours later...
6.5 hours.
Well, they were probably hanging around outside for a couple of hours. 6.5 hours. They were scared. They were worried about approaching it.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
And they went in there with tranquilizer rifles. Blam. Down smoothly, no problems.
Is that it? Is that the mountain lion? Are you kidding me? It's a baby. It's a little baby.
It's very cute.
Look at the eyes. Captain Cow, they've called it.
That's a different one. Look, rescued during the something
they
fire.
They got me. They fucking got me. The Zog fire.
He burned his paw and is on the road to recovery.
You can't just put a fucking different picture of a lion in this article. What are you doing?
Are you saying that the one that was
that's another
up the zoo
one.
Was a nutcase?
Another one.
It was a wild, out of control.
What's going on that there's all these little baby lions? What's happening to their mummies and daddies?
They're being like, they're losing their habitats.
Climate change. Did Dr. Simon Clark mention mountain lions in his book, The Firmament? Available now from all good gift.
No, it's mostly shops. About the atmosphere.
Right. Hence the name, I suppose, yeah.
Well, that's his area of expertise.
Can you imagine if there were flying mountain lions?
Well, they would have been mentioned, yeah. I think.
What if mountain lions were a gas?
In the stratosphere. Yeah.
They would have been mentioned.
Certainly,
yeah. Yeah.
If when you were doing your hot air balloon journeys, there were just mountain lions.
Oh, God. I think that's a cloud of mountain lions we're about to fly into.
Yeah.
Last story. That's right. The hippo is back in New York City, New York. See, hey, forget about it.
So this is the problem, right?
I'm walking here.
But the hippo is being falsely shown as like this cuddly ballerina.
Yeah.
Whereas actually it's a serious man-eating killer. 250,000 people a day.
That's a lot of people. Got a big fat ass on her, isn't she?
Oh, right. So she's outside. It's a nice statue, actually. Yeah. But this is dangerous. You know, that statue should have like...
Warning. Real life hippos are not this cute.
Yeah.
If you see a hippo in real life, a real hippo in real life, please phone the hippo hotline.
Yeah. What's the number? Catchy tune.
912.
Right.
Call 912.
It's not important, but it's close.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello? I think I've seen a hippo.
Stay where you are, ma'am. We'll send in the...
But if I stay here, the hippo's also here.
Okay, well, run away, ma'am. Run away as fast as you
can. I'm running.
And stay on the line.
I'm running. The hippo's chasing me. What do I do?
Where are you, ma'am?
Do I climb a tree or play dead?
And you want to climb over the fence, ma'am?
Do I swim?
No, don't get in the water, ma'am.
My accent is coming and going.
The signal's coming and going as well, ma'am. What are you supposed to do? I just don't think you should be anywhere near a hippo.
Play dead, run, climb tree.
This is the kind of education we need out there.
They can swim. I know they can swim. Swimming bad.
I don't know if I could climb a tree. Could you climb a tree?
I don't think a hippo can climb a tree. I don't think I could climb a tree either.
Well, that's out.
All right. Forget it. What if there's a ladder? I get very dizzy with heights.
I think you could, if there was a ladder, you could use
the
ladder.
Very anxious. I don't think I would use the ladder. So my options are running.
I don't know. I think they could run you down.
They can run fast. Faster than a man.
Probably. Citation.
Play dead.
Well, it depends what man.
If you play dead, what if they just stand on you? What if your head bursts like a watermelon?
Why would they stand on you?
Shine of
But they might like eating dead things.
Ooh.
They might prefer you dead. That's how they want you.
And they go, ah, got you, I'm still alive. And they're like, oh, I better wait then.
Yeah. I don't, again, I don't know enough about, we really should.
Let's look
we
it up.
We don't need to
Let's
know.
Look it up.
When am I going to see a hippo? I don't live in, on the Zambezi River or wherever the fuck hippos live. Where do they live?
Surviving hippo Alex? Attacks.
Name a river with hippos on it.
Amazon.
It's a guess. Amazon.
Idiot, that's a fucking website.
How to survive an up-close hippo encounter. If a hippo opens its mouth, flee immediately. If you're in the water, move in the opposite direction of where you saw the hippos.
Yeah, don't swim towards the hippos. Swim away from the hippos. Good advice.
If you're on land, find cover. Run in a zigzag if you have to. What, like a fucking, like you're being shot?
Run in a zigzag. Has the hippo got a gun? The hippo's got a gun!
I guess it depends whether it's an American hippo or a European.
Oh my God, look at that. Fuck.
They're fucking man-eaters, dude. These things are scary. We shouldn't be making ballerina statues of them.
Like 5 foot tall, like, sit, what is the spelling? What is going, legs?
It's like, these are a terrifying beast.
Height.
Imagine like, imagine the alien out of Alien, but in yeah. like a tutu.
Why, are, look, look how they spell lengths and height. What's going on
heights.
Here? Heights and lengths.
Who wrote this?
Stone Age man. Stone Age
well,
man.
Well, they're right. one who should be particularly scared of hippo.
Speaks very well. Hippo scenarios to avoid. Okay. Don't sneak up on a hippo. Boo! Don't do that.
No one likes that.
Don't do
That's
that. They hate it.
Gonna piss them off.
They hate it.
That freaked me out.
If they're yawning or laughing, it's a sign of aggression. Jesus. Showing teeth, bad. Opening mouth, bad.
Right.
On land, don't get between the water and the hippo.
Don't get between the water and
a
hippo.
Yeah. There's a hippo in front of you. Make sure there isn't a river behind you.
Right.
Don't stand in the way of the hippo and the river.
But I suppose wherever... There's always going to be some water, some distance behind you.
Don't be a fucking smartass. The hippo, how good do you think hippo vision is? Also, you've got to bear in mind there
I
is going to be the
horizon.
That's
why I'm reading the article.
The earth is curved. It may not be able to see the river because the curvature of the earth.
It knows. It's you're in its land.
Wherever you stand, I know there is a river behind you. You're fucked.
Yeah. Shallow
it's
water.
It's telepathic. It's saying that into your brain.
Shallow water is a place to be.
It's a bad place to be.
Oh, shallow water is a bad...
Hippos don't actually
I haven't got my
swim.
Fucking glasses and I'm reading the... read it wrong.
I'm reading it. Hippos don't actually swim. They bounce off the bottom of water.
So deep water is safe.
They go up and down in a sort of slow, like moon bouncing, moonwalking, but not like the Michael Jackson one. Giant steps are what you think.
Is that Michael Jackson?
That was Michael Jackson.
Interesting.
Avoid mating season.
When is that?
Especially if you're that Japanese guy and you're dressed as a hippo. In an ultra-realistic hippo outfit. Oh no! I'm here, surrounded by hippos, during hippo mating season.
I hope none of them try to mate
oh,
with me.
Oh, I hope they don't...
Oh!
No, no. Stay away from calves, which are the baby hippos.
But they're the cutest ones.
Angry mothers are no fun and highly aggressive. Goes for humans as well. The most dangerous hippos. The most dangerous thing you can do, I guess this is just not even just hippo, just everything. In all of life, the most dangerous thing you can do is to navigate down a waterway choked with numerous hippos.
Choked? How many fucking hippos are there?
Thousands. Thousands.
Brindley mega chippo.
Give them space. Just give them space.
Give them, that's what you should do with all things.
And this is the, how to survive. The mass of a hippo makes it difficult for them to change direction. So you can fake out what direction you're moving in.
The fuck?
And it starts turning.
They're not like a lorry.
They are, basically. Right. They're like a lorry or a tank.
Yikes. Well, they don't have the caterpillar tracks, though.
No.
Or the wheels. Or the engine.
Pablo Escobar, the world's most infamous Colombian drug runner, imported hippos from Africa to live in his backyard.
Jeez. They're an invasive species in the Amazon.
So they are in the Amazon, and the only reason they're there is because of Pablo Escobar.
What allegedly. Wow. That sounds...
There's only like 40 or 60, between 40 and 60 hippos there, though.
I reckon we could hunt those down.
It's not a lot, is it? I reckon we could take them out. Hire a helicopter, you know, get some RPGs.
Get some bevies in.
Yeah. Blow up some hippos.
Probably sell it as well. Like sell it to the, you know, a few billionaires.
What part of a hippo are we selling to people when we once?
No, we sell the
shot?
Trip, not the hippo.
Oh right.
Which leave the hippo there.
I thought you were like
feeds the local.
They don't have ivory, do they?
I guess if they did, they wouldn't be a problem.
That's true. They're just these fleshy giant lumps of animal.
I don't think they're endangered.
Do you know what? I don't think I'd be able to resist from doing.
But if they are, don't shoot them.
Something I don't think I'd be able to resist doing, and it would get me killed, slapping a hippo, because I want to know what noise it makes.
Right.
I reckon it'd be very satisfying.
Whereabouts
noise.
Would you slap?
Right on its ass.
Right. Back hind quarters.
Yeah. I'd sneak up on it.
Jesus. That's like rule number one.
Yeah.
Don't sneak up on a hippo. I think rule number two
sure
was don't
a river
slap a hippo.
Behind me.
You didn't want to slap a hippo until you saw that it said don't slap hippos in this article. You always want what you can't have.
That's true. Yeah.
Everyone's like that though. You know? Someone puts like some idea in my head and I'm like, damn, that sounds like fun.
Well, hopefully there's no hippos in Bristol.
I'd love to put my head in a hippo's mouth and have it squeezed like a watermelon. Sounds nice.
What a way to go.
When I'm old.
Can we film it?
When I'm old, that's how I want to go.
Can we film it and upload it? The last video on our YouTube channel is Lewis's head being crushed in a hippo's mouth. And there's no description in the video. And also,
I have to reference this.
Also, the video is called My Day at the Zoo.
Oh, I'm like, they're wheeling me into the hippo enclosure.
And the thumbnail is like a typical YouTuber thumbnail, like thumbs up.
Giving away a Tesla.
Weird face. Uber driver sucked me off. Like that one. Yeah.